This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
I think that's plenty, and then we've got plenty of crazy news. So
yeah, let's just do it.
All right, that's rolling, and this is rolling. We're good. We're ready.
Perfect.
Finally.
Oh yeah, let's do the intro.
3 days later, we're ready.
I know, right? Piece of cake. Shit.
We're almost a Sunday. Oh, never mind.
Hey, welcome. We should just do it live on Monday at this point. Shit. Fuck it.
Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 55 for Monday, March 5th, 2018.
As always, we have a fucking terrible episode ready for you this week. We're going to talk about the beer we're drinking. Alexa has officially waged war against the Two Bobs.
We'll cover the top 20 foods that you would eat every day if you didn't gain weight from them.
Every day.
And this week, we've got another double dose of crazy news stories.
Happy Saturday.
Saturday. You know, we originally started this show, we would record on Sundays and then edit a little bit and then get to Tuesday release. And now we're kind of at the, we're usually recording on a Thursday, and then we've had things come up on Thursdays. We moved to Friday, and then Friday didn't work because I had no power last night because of the weather here in DC, and you just had a shitty day at work. So yeah. Move it to Saturday. And Saturday's been pretty eventful here. So
yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it was a shitty day at work. I think it was just a busy day at work. Like, I left work and my brain was just mush. And then it's kind of funny because I called you and left you a voicemail saying, hey, Robert, I don't know what your schedule looks like tomorrow night, but do you think maybe we could just record then instead, just because I don't think that the quality of work that our listeners have come to expect from myself would be present last night. But you know, I think that Saturday would be better. And then literally like 2 minutes later, you texted me saying that your power was out, and so I responded to you. I was like, did you get my voicemail? And you're like, no, I didn't get your voicemail. And so no. I feel like the universe didn't want us to record last night. So tonight is the night. I'm running out of nights to do this. So
we're almost back to the Sundays again. So I'd rather avoid that.
I don't care if you needed to be at a Starbucks on your iPhone. We were going to get this podcast done tonight.
We almost figured it out. But is everything going okay out there? Anything exciting other than a busy day at work? No. Nothing new? Because we haven't talked a lot this week. We've done a little bit here and there, but yeah, I'm sure there's nothing
one of those
new.
Weeks. Nothing exciting. Went to the eye doctor this morning.
Nice.
Ordered some new glasses.
I gotta do it. I need bifocals.
I don't know I don't need that yet. I'm not nearly as old as you are, though. But I don't know. Yeah, so I ordered new glasses, and it takes like 7 to 10 days. I was like, "What?" I asked Betty. Betty was the lady who was helping me pick out glasses today. I'm like, "What the hell happened to glasses in an hour?" She's like, "Insurance companies happened," and we're like, "All right, no problem." So 7 to 10 days, I'll get new glasses. I'm excited. These ones are like 9 years old. I've had them forever. They were like the first pair ever of black plastic framed glasses.
Well, it's funny because the glasses that I wear, and then you don't usually wear them, but on occasion you will. And I think on one of the shows or one of the pictures that I put, somebody saw that you had glasses and they go, "Oh, you guys even look alike." So we've got the bald heads. I just cut mine today. It's not quite.
We're basically the twins.
Twins. Yeah. A little height difference and a little location difference, but. And the beard, I guess. So yeah, there's enough differences, but yeah, there's enough similarities there that it scares enough people.
That's true.
Now, I wasn't here. I didn't show this to you, but I'm pretty proud of it, so I figured I'd save it. And a part of me almost sent a picture of it, but Thursday we could not record because I was with, as I mentioned last week, I was out with my team of fine folks that I work with, and we went on a little bowling outing, and we went to bowl against the accounting department. So each year there's been... not really controversial, but there's competitive people there, and they always want to win, and they like to beat me because they like to keep me down. But I'm competitive too. So I always make it to like talk it up before we get there, with always the hint that I probably, well, that at any point I could lose. And I always try to make sure I'm going to be a good enough sport about it. So they decided to get this in the event that I lost. And I didn't really, if you count the individual scores, I won, but the team that I selected, we lost by 1 point.
You're only as good as your team, Robert.
Only as good as my team. So I'll take it. Although the person that I'm pretty competitive with, I did end up beating her. But and then the second game we played, beat her by exactly 1 point again. Well, actually, the first one I beat her by 20, but they decided to give me this trophy. I don't know if you can really see it. But it has my name and it says dead ass last. And the trophy is actually the back half of a horse.
No,
so it's the horse's ass. So I'm going to take this.
Congratulations, Robert.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of it.
What a prized possession of yours.
It is kind of fun. It's nice. It's not every day that you get a trophy from your teammates that has your name, says dead ass last. And I guess it's a horse's ass. So the guy was very excited to sell this to them. They did it, I guess, at lunch before we went bowling. And they explained to him, he said, I've got the perfect thing. And I think it is pretty perfect. So I'm proud of it. I think I'll display it proudly here on the episode. And anyhow, enjoy it.
It'll remind me of every time I see a horse's ass.
Robert's a bowler.
I think of Bob K.
I'll put it back here.
So I pulled up, just so everybody knows.
Yeah.
We're starting recording a little bit later because he has something going on. And I was just kind of like sitting here. And when I'm left to my own devices, it's a little bit dangerous territory. So what I found is it's dirty would you rather questions. I feel like we don't need a segment for it, but I feel like I may just ask some throughout. And what's funny is they're all pretty like, it's something I feel like you'd probably, questions you'd ask your significant other, maybe, okay, or somebody you were just dating. But
yeah, that's kind of us.
Yeah. I figured I'd do it anyway. So this is the first would you rather question of the episode. Would you rather wrestle naked in a pool of Jell-O or chocolate pudding?
I would say the chocolate pudding, and only because sometimes when you, sometimes when you're wrestling, I've seen it on TV and there's kids that are out there that wrestling that accidentally poop themselves because they're trying so hard. I think that would probably mask it. And the Jell-O, you know, might not.
So you'd rather wrestle in pudding in case you shit yourself while you're wrestling.
Exactly. I'm just thinking ahead.
Okay.
There's no real benefit to doing the Jell-O over the pudding, I think. I think maybe it washes off easy.
I thought the pudding just because it's chocolate and that, you know. I mean, like, you're going to have to taste some of it, right? You're wrestling in it.
Well, hopefully it's only the pudding that you taste if somebody sharts.
You just ruined this whole thing for me. Never mind.
Next question.
All right, here, we'll do one more question. Okay. This is an interesting one, and I'll answer it as well. Would you rather accidentally send a dirty text to your boss or a sexy voicemail to your mom?
Let me think about this one for a second. I would heading south. I would probably not.
The Jeopardy theme.
Can you provide the song? I mean, can you provide the question to me again, please?
Would you rather accidentally send a dirty text to your boss,
right,
or a sexy voicemail to your mom?
Probably a dirty text to my boss. I think she would probably understand it a little bit better than my mom.
Oh man.
Well, not so, really. They both suck. It's a coin.
It would be really awkwardly, you know,
both of them would be horrible.
Inappropriate regardless. But I don't know. I feel like elderly listener can't like reprimand me anymore or fire me.
Yeah. As I'm thinking through this, I'm kind of thinking I'd have to quit. And I like don't
family,
do that cause I love
family has to love you. And
yeah,
but it's work, oh my God, it's my mom though. That's never mind. Forget I asked that.
That's a stupid question. What would make it better is if we were
drinking
something.
Stupid questions.
Oh, well, we'll get to those. Let's drink a beer first.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
I think with a little bit more beer in us, we'll probably be able to answer these. I don't know if they'll be exactly more truthful, but...
This is a good one.
All right,
it's got to be random.
Okay.
So at some point, I found the next question. At some point, just while we're in the middle of talking about something else, I will tangent as I do and ask another would you rather question. But
okay. All right.
Yeah, well, we have beer to drink, though.
What the fuck are you drinking?
Yeah, some fucking drink. Beer to drink here. So what I have
put me on the spot
this evening is from Gonzo's Big Dog Brewing out of Kalamazoo, Michigan. And there's not a whole lot written up on the beer, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about the brewery for a second here. It says, many years ago, in my garage with a few of my buddies, Vanilla Porter was born. Damn it, that's not about the brewery. Fuck, that's about the fucking beer. Well, this is confusing. All right, never mind. We're just
you want to do
so
that
anyway. Again? Yeah, I mean, yeah. Let's try okay. that again. You probably won't actually edit it out.
I'll take it out.
Okay, thanks. So Big Dog Brewing is based out of Kalamazoo, Michigan. They've been around for a long time. I've never heard of them, but the brewmaster Greg Gonzo Hayner has been brewing his own beers since 1992. He's worked for some other big breweries and decided to start his own brewery up in 1999, and one of those beers is the Vanilla Porter. Many years ago, in my garage with a few of my buddies, Vanilla Porter was born. Due to its popularity, it had to be made all the time. If it ever ran out, the protesting began immediately. Now everyone can enjoy this righteous brew, born and brewed in Kalamazoo. The Vanilla Porter is 7%. Alcohol by volume. It's a benchmark of balance. Chocolate porter boasts a hint of vanilla as well as an unforgettable velvety texture. It's 11.4 IBUs. True to a porter, it's not particularly thick, doesn't have a very particularly malty head like you'd see in a stout, but it is a really it's a very smooth beer, and you can taste the notes of vanilla. Actually, I started drinking it a little bit while I was waiting for your ass to get on here, and quite enjoy it. So I'm going to drink some more just to freshen my palate so I can talk about it some more.
Make sure you remember exactly what you were drinking.
Yeah, that's smooth. It's smooth and just a little, just the right level of sweetness. You can taste some of the beaver ass right in there.
Good.
/ vanilla extract. Yeah, definitely some
beaver
vanilla.
Beaver ass porter doesn't really have the same ring to it.
Beaver ass porter. No. But it does. You can definitely taste the vanilla. You can taste the chocolate. It's like somebody took chocolate and vanilla ice cream and made it into a beer, but not quite as sweet. Very smooth, very tasty. I rated it a 4 on Untappd. I've never had anything from Gonzo's Big Dog Brewing before, but and it's honestly, I had never heard of it until I saw it at the at Napa Valley at 15 a Mound, and picked it up and highly recommend it. It's a nice smooth beer. I'm enjoying it quite well.
Yeah, so Kalamazoo. Yeah, okay. Well, looks like they've got several different things there and a tap room there. It is Vanilla Porter Ale. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yep. Cool. Looks dark.
Yeah, it is. It's dark. Black as night, as I like it. I held it right up to a light here and just nothing gets through. It's like a black hole of a beer.
Wasteland. But
it tastes velvety smooth with notes of chocolate and beaver asshole.
Well, good. I don't think mine has any of that, but mine's from up your way again.
And yeah, yours is, you have Comstock. A phenomenal beer, by the way. Sorry, not trying to step on my head.
No, well, you go right ahead.
It's a good solid brew you got there. Go ahead.
Well, we've talked about Bell's in the past, and they're from up there in Comstock, Michigan. And one of my favorite beers that they have, probably one of my favorite beers all time, is the Two Hearted Ale. And this one's a little bit of a departure for me. It's not something that I've tried before, but it is the Bell's Porter. And it's, I guess, it doesn't really have anything specific like a vanilla or like your favorite Atwater Vanilla Java Porter, but it says that it is our award-winning porter bridges the gap between malty brown ales and heavily roasted stouts. Notes of chocolate, coffee, and roasted barley are offset with just a slight hop bitterness. Enjoy any time of year. And it's a 5.6 alcohol by volume, which is pretty good, and a rather low 27 IBUs, I think it was, according to Untappd. And I'm going to give it a shot and see if I can taste any of the chocolate or the coffee.
I do like the, for me, the Bell's porter is just a good, solid, traditional porter.
Yeah, a little bit of everything in there. The chocolate and the coffee are there. They're not overpowering, so it's not like drinking a chocolate shake or an iced coffee. But the like I said, slight hot bitterness, you notice that too. But it's, for me, it's just the right blend. I like the IPAs, I like the hoppier beers, so it's got some of that in there. But it's very smooth as well, so I like this quite a bit. I'm going to have to find some more. It's the first time I've had it.
Again, Bell's is just another brewery that if you buy a beer that says Bell's on it, you're going to get a nice, solid, well-thought-out brew. By the way, this one's 11.4 IBU. Excuse me. This one's 11.4 IBU, so it's on the lower end, especially for a stout. I'm sorry. Especially for a porter, you would expect the IBUs to be a little bit higher on the scale. Usually, most porters you're going to see, at least in the realm of 20 to 30, sometimes even more. So this is not a hoppy beer. Again, super velvety smooth. And while you're sipping your beer, would you rather French kiss Betty White or Miley Cyrus?
I don't know that I could quite go as high as Betty White, so I don't know. But Miley Cyrus is, I don't know quite where that mouth has been. Well, I don't know where Betty White's has been either. I'd go Miley Cyrus. It's probably less miles on that one.
That's true.
And that's
she's less likely to have, picked up some crap along the way just because she hasn't had as many years I'd have to go Miley Cyrus too. Okay. I mean, she's crazy and she's definitely out there and like you said, you don't know exactly where those lips have been, but I mean, she's not a bad looking girl. And Betty White, as cool as she is for an old person, she's still incredibly old and possibly even dead. I haven't checked the news headlines today.
We're not on our Betty White watch yet.
Well, that is true. That is true. But if I hear anything, I'll be sure to push it out to all the social feeds as soon as possible if we hear any more stories of Betty White being dead. When she does, it's been like the fake news outlets that have spread these rumors. It's been like
constant.
They're the boy who cried wolf when she does actually die, nobody's gonna believe that she's dead. I'm like, okay, she died again, dirt, so
I think she's one, she'll live forever. It'd be one of those things, the jokes will be on everybody else.
She will. She's going to outlast everyone. Everyone who's listening. If you're listening to the show, you're going to die before her.
Do you think she would outlive Alexa?
Nobody's. Well, the ones in my house are about to die a terrible death. So kind of a funny thing is, because if you don't have an Echo Show, but on the Echo Show, it like constantly at the bottom gives you ideas of things that you can ask her. And one of the things I saw a couple weeks ago was you ask me to play a podcast, your favorite podcast, or whatever it was. I forgot exactly how it was worded. So I said, Alexa, play the Two Bobs podcast. And she had no idea who the fuck we are. Fuck Alexa.
And that's disappointing.
It really is. I immediately recorded this interaction between her and I, sent it over to you, and said, Robert, you got to figure this out. There's no resting until Alexa can play the Two Bobs on command. And as of today, I'm happy to report that... No, I'm kidding. No, she still can't do it.
There's no happiness. Well, as a matter of fact, as I usually like to do, I do have that recording of that interaction, and I'll play it now.
Alexa, play the Two Bobs podcast.
I could not find a program named the Two Bobs.
Alexa, play Two Bobs podcast.
Here's a station you might like.
No.
Paolo Nutini from Amazon Music.
Alexa, stop. That's terrible. Alexa, play a podcast called The Two Bobs.
Here's a station you might like. Paolo Nutini from Amazon Music.
Alexa, stop. Alexa, go fuck yourself.
That's the best part. I was dying putting that together, and you would think that the second time it would just be smart enough to know. That's how you know that they're not going to take over anytime soon, because she's not smart enough to know that, I just gave you this and you told me no, I don't want that. But here, let me give it to you again.
Yeah, I mean, I keep hearing these things about machine learning. Like, these smart assistants are supposed to get smarter on their own. They're supposed to learn the things you like and know when you ask something what you're getting at. So I thought it was kind of funny. I said, you know, Alexa, play the Two Bubs podcast. And she came back and said she had never heard of us. And then I asked again, and she played this random guy's song who, by the way, doesn't have two Bobs or podcasts in the name.
She's trending like, on Amazon.
I don't know
right
what the
now,
fuck you want. Here's some acoustic music. Go fuck yourself. Like, and then I didn't appreciate too that she just shut me down when I told her to fuck off too. I mean, at least Siri will be like, "Excuse me,
I'm sorry."
I feel like here, listen here. Hey Siri, go fuck yourself.
There's no need for that.
So she at least will respond and be like, "Hey, step, you know, back off, asshole." Like, you know, she'd.
If anybody says Amazon's going to take over Apple, they're wrong.
No, Apple's the bigger company anyway. I feel if anybody's taken over anybody in the world, it's probably going to be Apple.
Well, I have my Echo Spot that I bought that I said I wasn't going to, or that I might eventually. I was kind of wishy-washy about it, but it has those same little things on it. But so far, it hasn't gotten me to ask about playing a podcast, but I decided to try it myself, and this is my result.
Yeah, maybe the Spot's smarter than the show.
No.
Alexa, play the Two Bobs podcast.
Getting the latest episode of Mr. Bob. Here it is from TuneIn.
Mr. Bob.
Radio Mega, Montélimar, France, on TuneIn Talk Radio is currently not available.
Here it is.
Goodness.
Not only is she giving you some French.
Play the Two Bobs podcast.
But that says that you just can't.
Getting the latest episode of Mr. Bob.
Alexa, stop.
Mr. Bob.
Alexa, I didn't say Mr. Bob. Play the Two Bobs podcast.
See, that's her just shooting your ass down.
Play the Two
Bobs podcast. I figured if I spelled, you know,
podcast.
Just in case she didn't understand.
Getting the latest episode of Mr. Bob.
I didn't say Mr. Bob, stop.
Radio Mega.
Stop.
Montélimar.
Alexa, stop. Making me mad.
I was getting pissed. And it was funny that it was different than yours. And we were asking it the same thing. And I even tried to draw it out like the Two Bobs, because we both, and I didn't record that other one, but we both got the same thing, the Two Bobs. Like, well, it was all one word, or it was T-O instead of T-W-O. Yeah. And I tried it so many different ways to get it to come up. And I've gone through the Alexa app and I found us in there. But for whatever reason, you can't ask for it. But I'm trying to figure that out, because I just want to be able to do it. Even if nobody listens that way, I want to be able to have it.
It's a matter of principle. The Two Bobs need to be, you know, she needs to know who we are. Well, and what's funny is there's even a separation between using the Echo Show to ask to play our podcast and using the regular Echo that's in the master bedroom right now. Yeah. No clue whatsoever. We'll just rather just play just random things just to like, hey, maybe this is what you want, asshole. And just,
let me give you some jackass from France. That'll settle you down.
I feel like we're part of like a psychological experiment that Amazon's throwing. Like,
no, but this is me. This is how I work. This is how I operate. This is where I thrive. Something's not quite right. It's not working. I have to figure it out. I won't sleep until this is done.
I know. It's been weeks. You haven't slept yet.
No. Now, do you like the show? Do you like the screen? Because the Spot is good, and I have it in the bedroom. But I've been really thinking about adding, and I put that special magic tape we talked about over it. But I like the screen because I use the timer a lot in the kitchen. So for cooking something, say, set a timer for 20 minutes, set a timer for 15 minutes. I like to know, and then you can't. You have to ask it, but I'd like to just look at it and see what the time is left. So does the screen provide you any value there over a regular Echo that you had?
It does, because you can, for instance, you can even have her play videos for you.
Right.
If you have an Amazon Prime membership, you can have it play anything off of Prime Video for you. You can ask for recipes, and in the regular Echo, because I've done it just to experiment, I say, you know, Alexa, give me a recipe for chocolate chip cookies or whatever. And she'll right. rattle some stuff off. But what's cool on the show is it'll actually show you the recipe. It'll show you actually, it'll show you a video of the recipe being made as well and walk you through it. So there's, to me, definitely some value. It's kind of nice just to be able to be in the kitchen and look over if I want to know, you know, what's the temperature outside.
Right.
And the temperature is right there, and or the time is right there. And even though we have like 15 fucking clocks in our kitchen. But I mean,
the only place in the house with clocks is in the kitchen.
And by the way, I would assume that you're the exact same way just because I know you. I think this is something we probably have in common. It drives me fucking nuts when the same time isn't displayed on all of the clocks in the kitchen.
Yeah. But that's the nice thing about your iPad, like, your phone, all that shit's all synced. But yeah, in the kitchen, they're always a minute off. And Ben's like obsessed about this because he's eight. So he doesn't quite understand that 8:09 is really the same as 8:10. And it's like 8:57. And I go, oh, it's 9 o'clock. No, it's 8:57. Yeah, I got it. But so I try to use that as a way to show him that, like in the car, he'll have his phone there and then he'll look and see that the time is different than it is in the car. So that's kind of a learning thing for him, but it is a pain in the ass. And I like to sync everything up. So it's all right, look and see, and let's do the time at the same increment, just so that it's at least close if it clicks a few seconds between. But I did the clocks this morning when our power came back, and I, it's got to be the same.
Yeah, the problem is I feel like I'll set them all exactly the same, and then within, you know, like a month, it's like they run one or two of them run slightly slower or faster than the other ones, and I gotta fix it. Like, I just, it drives me insane. I wish, I don't know why they still put clocks on things. Why is there still a clock on the oven? Yeah. I don't, you know what, if I need to know what time it is, I have a million different things that have the time. I have my Apple Watch, I have my phone. That's what I usually use anyway. But like, why do I need the little, you know, the little display and on the microwave that's, by the way, just above the fucking oven that has the time on it as well?
And they're not the same.
And the microwave is small enough where it's not like I can look across the room for convenience to see what time it is. I mean, the microwave, the time is very small on it. So I have to walk up to it. Or I don't know.
It's for people like elderly listener who need to have their time there because they've got no other devices to be able to see what it is.
I guess so.
And they're in the kitchen making cookies for the grandkids.
I suppose.
That's why.
What's next? What's next on the show?
Well, we're done arguing with machines, but what if you thought if you and I know the answer to this, but if you thought that you had a food that you could eat every day and not lose weight?
Pizza. Finish the question.
If you had a food that you could eat every day and not gain any weight.
Not lose weight. I got plenty of foods I can eat every day and not lose weight.
Everything I've had over the last 6 months. But what I know what your number one answer is, but I figured we'd go through if we figured out the top 10 things or top 20 things that people would eat if they knew that they would not gain weight from it.
Let's do it. So number 20, which what I guess would be me.
Yeah. Let's start with 20.
Because you are the odd one. Number 20 is cheesecake with graham cracker crust. I love the fact that they specified graham cracker crust. And I think whether it be Oreo, graham cracker or Oreo crust brings it up a few notches when it comes to cheesecake. So I'd have to agree with that. Cheesecake is good. I couldn't eat it every meal. I feel like I'd just be vomiting all the time if I ate cheesecake at every meal, but it is pretty good. I could definitely eat it every day.
Yeah, I could too. All right, number 19, and I don't know that I could eat this every day, but maybe, but it's fried rice. I don't know that I could eat it every day. I like it.
I could, not I mean, for every day. It's versatile. Like, this fry rye has eggs and like sunny side up egg on it.
Yeah.
You can get it with shrimp. You can get shrimp fry rye.
Oh, well, now that's different.
You can get chicken fry rye. Well, it's still fry rye. I mean, you can put anything you want on fry rye. Right. It's rye that's fry. Yeah. So I like it. Number 18, bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwich. That's pretty good.
I could eat that now.
I could. Although I do like sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwiches better.
Yes.
Especially if the sausage has like it's well seasoned, a little bit warm, kind of. Not temperature wise, but you know what I'm talking about.
And no
I could
bones.
Eat it every breakfast for sure.
Really?
I could. It's delicious. I think
we talked about that before.
Tim Hortons has the grilled bagel breakfast sandwiches. This is what you do. You get the grilled bagel breakfast sandwich with sausage on an Asiago bagel.
It's probably pretty good.
It's pretty damn good.
But I'm not a big bagel sandwich, like getting the stuff. Like if I go to McDonald's or any of those fast food places, even Dunkin' Donuts that has them, I like either the softer breads, the croissant, or the, I'm a big fan of the McMuffin. I like the sausage McMuffin. No egg, though. I like just the sausage and the cheese, and I put strawberry jelly on it.
Sure. I do like the croissants. The only issue is because they are flaky, they tend to flake and make everywhere. A mess. And then my anal retentive side comes out and says, you should have gotten the bagel because this wouldn't have happened if you had just listened to me. But anyway, number 17. Go ahead.
Number 17, and we discussed this a few weeks ago, and I'll dispute a little bit of it, but it's fudgy brownies. And I would eat cakey brownies every day because I love me some cakey brownies, but not fudgy ones.
Fudgy or cakey.
It does make a difference.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I could do it daily. But again, I got to remember, I can do this, obviously without gaining weight, but if I could do it without any health side effects, I might.
It's all free. It's like drinking water or eating an apple. You can do it.
Well,
now, would I have to do all 20 of these? Then we might have a problem.
Yeah, true. But number 16. Number 16, I could definitely do this every day.
Yes.
Mac a fucking roni and cheese.
Yeah. Even just the Kraft, or you need the Velveeta shells, or what?
I like it all. I like the baked macaroni and cheese, like the stuff you get at a sit-down restaurant, or even the stuff B-Dubs has, their chicken, you can get the boneless chicken in it, and I get the boneless chicken with the hot, spicy garlic sauce on it, and then put that on the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You know what's good is if you get the box of Kraft macaroni and cheese and you get a hot dog, and of course you heat up the hot dog, you cut it up and throw it in there.
Or bacon. You could put bacon in there.
Bacon, lobster.
Lobster mac and cheese is pretty good.
Jump from hot dog to lobster in one bite.
I had Mexican for dinner tonight. Like I had a fucking huge dinner and I'm just like, yes, the mac and cheese would be good right now.
Well, I had a giant steak and some potatoes and asparagus, and I had soup, and I couldn't do dessert. I had a little martini with it. My stomach is so full, and I'm thinking, I gotta go drink some beer right now. The last thing I want to do on a full stomach, but I was able to have a little bit of time in between now and then. But number 15 I could do, that's the good old cinnamon roll.
Oh, especially if they're Cinnabon.
Yeah. And then I can do a little bit warm. My donuts and apple pie and stuff like that, I like cold, but cinnamon roll, it's definitely got to be warm.
So you don't like donuts? Like when you go to Krispy Kreme, it comes out, it's still just a little bit warm?
It's okay. I like them. I like them where the stuff is not all dripping. I like the crispy coating on it.
Cracking open my second beer already. We're going with the left-hand milk stout. Not the nitro. It's the non-nitro sweet milk stout. But
well, pour it like a nitro.
God, that would be messy. We're going to pour it like it's not a nitro beer so we can
pour it like just
continue
hot.
On to this episode.
14.
14 is the quesadillas.
Yes.
Good old quesadillas. I could do that.
Even just because cheese one doesn't have to have all that shit in it. Like
I like steak I like quesadillas.
Not that much.
What?
No.
You're going to, I'm sorry.
Are you talking Taco Bell steak or?
Send me your man card now. No, I mean, it can be like a good quesadilla. It doesn't have to be Taco Bell. But I mean, I don't know if I could do just cheese quesadillas. It's like cheese and bread. Like
yeah, well, want, that's
although that's the Taco Bell ones are good because they put like the, whatever the fucking sauce they put on there.
Yeah.
The sauce is good. I don't know what it is, but
well, that's the thing. I like the cheese quesadilla or even just a chicken one because I always like to like coat the plate with that Cholula sauce or whatever the hell that red stuff is and drag it around through there.
Really violent when you eat quesadillas.
Like Harrison with his peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Number 13 is essentially the exact same thing, but it's the American version because we have real bread here. We've got grilled cheese sandwich.
How's it this?
It's a quesadilla. A cheese quesadilla is a grilled cheese sandwich, but they don't have real bread down there.
So that's a breakfast sandwich without the, you know, without the sausage on it.
Yeah, pretty much. Grilled cheese.
It's all different. And we did another like something similar to this at some point. And I brought up the point that like most of these dishes, the main ingredient is cheese. So if it's not the main ingredient, it's definitely part of the dish. So it's kind of funny. Grilled cheese sandwiches are phenomenal. Toast both sides. It does taste better if you butter the bread and then put it on the pan. But it
edge to edge too. Melissa always she makes them. She doesn't put the butter to the edge. Drives me crazy. So I gotta take it and I gotta get it.
Melissa's not the only one in my life that does that as well. And I'm just like, why do I see white? It should be all yellow and brown in different shades of oranges and yellow, or it's no good.
We're still talking about the grilled cheese, right?
Wait, what? Number 12. Guacamole. I do love some guac. Especially if it's Chipotle.
Yeah, your quesadilla and drag it through there when you get to your hot sauce.
Yeah, I drag everything. Drag my chicken sandwich through there. I'd add it to my my mac and cheese. I'd add it to the number 11 on the list. It's good. It's versatile. I couldn't just eat it by itself. It would have to be. I'd have to have some other things involved in the equation. But it could be part of every meal. It's delicious and it's good for you too. It's fucking avocados.
See, well, why is it on here if it's good for you?
I don't know.
Number 11.
Number 11 will balance it out.
They will balance it out, and you can throw it on your quesadilla, but it's steak.
Oh, good steak.
You shouldn't eat that. That's red meat. That's good.
Yeah, but again, there's no negative side. There's no negative health effects here.
But would you eat it every day, though?
I think I could do steak every day. It's delicious. Let me ask you, how do you have your steak cooked?
Well, that's funny thing. You mentioned that because before, for the longest time, we've done it medium well. And I know that's not bad, but I'm afraid of it being pink. But we've switched over to the medium, and my sister likes it, I mean, just barely without the pulse. But I like it now, the medium. So I've got some pink. I'm not as afraid of it as I am when I get chicken that's still pink on the inside. So I'll still eat it, but I usually will ask for it medium now. I won't go medium rare, but I need medium, and I need a little bit more brown in there than red.
Yeah, steak's like a thing that, I mean, again, if as long as it's not mooing anymore, I'm okay with it. I generally get my steak cooked medium rare, so I do like it on the rare side. But same chicken, I'm sorry, if I get pink chicken, that shit's being sent back, like...
Yeah.
Now, chicken, you have to cook thoroughly. Steak, you can cook it in a certain way, especially if it's a good steak from a good restaurant. I tend to trust it, and I've never gotten sick from eating medium rare. Number 10, I could do this.
Yeah, big time.
It's hilarious. We just both said that. Donuts.
Yep. Donuts. Even just a glazed. I like the picture there. It's got the glazed, and 7-Eleven's got those, and every now and then they do 2 for $1.
Do you go nuts for donuts?
I do. I do like some donuts. And I don't like them all crazy. Like, there's places, like we mentioned before, down at the beach that's got the duck donuts, and they've got the cookies all over the top and the cream and the, like, cake icing on the inside. I don't like that. I like just your regular. I like the chocolate covered or the glazed or something fairly simple. Anything you can get at any usual bakery, but I don't like the big extravagant ones.
So you're like a simpleton.
Yeah, simple turn.
Basic. Again, give me a nice, good glazed donut. I'm happy. Yeah. I do like the donuts with the filling. You know,
custard, though. Like the Boston cream, that kind of thing. But I don't want cake icing coming out of it. Too sweet.
Cake icing? No, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean?
That's too much. But custard I can do. Jelly I can do.
Jelly. The apple cinnamon that they've got.
Those are good.
Good shit.
I should get some of those in the morning.
Yeah, I'm going to.
We're celebrating Kelly's birthday with the... Kelly's birthday is like a whole celebration.
The whole month.
So tomorrow we're doing a birthday party with the kids. We're going out next weekend with, we're going up to Frankenmuth with my brother-in-laws and their wives, and my father-in-law and my mother-in-law are going to come up there for dinner. We're staying the night, and we're going to go tour some of the breweries and stuff like that and get shit-faced. But tomorrow we want to be able to celebrate with the kids too. So it's just going to be Kelly and I and then the kids, but we're going to celebrate her birthday. We went to the store today and bought decorations. We're doing a unicorn themed birthday. We bought actual like cardboard unicorn horns that you can Harrison saw them. He's like, oh, we should get these. So we have pink and purple balloons. The boys and I are gonna bake her a cake in the morning. It'll be good.
Hey Charlie, wake up.
Yeah, Charlie.
Charlie's gonna be there.
The candy mountain.
We're gonna have a magical Leopleurodon. It'll be awesome. So
that's a whole celebration all day. Well, I'm glad we're recording tonight.
I might start with donuts, or I might have to go to Tim Hortons and get a breakfast sandwich. We'll see.
And then chase it with a good glazed donut.
Well, you can get the meal, and you can get either a hash brown or a donut with it. But I'm always like, God, do I really need...
The hash browns are good,
though. Do I really need my sandwich and a donut as well? And then the answer in my head is like,
eat the donut on the way home.
Yes, asshole, you do. But then I'm like, no, that's a little bit too much. But anyway, number nine.
I'm getting some good ones here. Crispy fried chicken.
I
could do it from Popeyes, spicy every day with those French fries and that biscuit.
I've never had Popeyes. There's one right near my house too. We saw it today, and I actually funny. I actually met. We were driving by, and I told Kelly, like, "God, we need to get Popeyes." Like,
it's more. And Melissa hates it because it's more expensive than KFC, but the chicken is so much better.
You get what you pay for, right?
You get what you big time. It's a big difference.
So, I mean, you know, it's all right. Let's see.
All right, tomorrow after your donuts and your Tim Hortons, you're going to get chicken.
I'm gonna die tomorrow. I'm not even gonna make it to work on Monday.
Is that really that bad, though?
My boss is going to call me like, hey, Rob, you all right? I'm like, back off. Back off. I ate a lot of food yesterday. Number eight.
Robert said it was fine.
Chuck. He said it'd be okay. He lied. Number eight, chocolate chip cookies.
Yes.
I could do chocolate chip cookies. Yeah.
Or the Subway, the white chip ones that they have, the macadamia.
Subway, that's where you're gonna pick your cookies off from.
Subway has
at least but do they have Mrs. Fields in the Virginia area?
That's stupid. I don't go to Mrs. Fields. It's dumb. I get Subway cookies only.
God. It's dumb. It's a fucking cookie.
That's why.
they have stupid whore cookies there.
Number seven, I'm winning again. Nachos.
Oh yeah, nachos for sure.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, again, nachos you can decorate. You can put some fry rye on there if you want. I don't even care. By the way, it has cheese on it.
It does.
Main ingredients, cheese. It's not a nacho without cheese. If you think about it, you can eat tortilla chips, not nachos. Are you having another cinnamon roll? You're smelling your beer again.
I've been really liking that cinnamon, but no, this is the Southern Tier Blackwater Series chocolate stout.
Oh yeah,
I had it a while back, and I haven't had it.
Yeah,
but I bought another four.
Looks like you're trying to bang it with your nose.
Well, I told you the top is ribbed for my pleasure. I don't know if you can see that.
No, it is. Look at that. It is. That's how they all do that, are, Robert. I'll do that
after we hang up.
Oh Jesus, you could fit it in there. Number eight.
Number six. What is
pasta?
Woo.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, probably.
Again, it's noodles with all the sauces, and you can decorate it however you want. Cheese, you can put cheese on it, by the way.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's right. You want cheese on it? Of course. Just leave it here.
Yeah, I mean, pasta is just like I could do pasta. I'd have to mix it up. Like, I couldn't just eat spaghetti for every meal.
Yeah,
but I mean, you know, you dress it up, you change it up. I could do it.
Yeah.
Number five,
I know you could do tacos.
I had a taco for dinner tonight, along with some other things, but it was part of it.
And cheese goes on this too. Are you crunchy or soft? Or does it matter?
So, yeah, I mean, so like the place we go to, it's kind of like, God, their tacos are just amazing, but they're I guess they'd be considered soft, but they're like kind of puffy shells that have been, they're fried.
Like that gordita shell kind of.
Kind of. Quite.
Okay.
No, kind of. And they're just phenomenal. So I guess like normally crunchy, but I'd take the tacos like from the place we got it. It's El Charro. I don't know if you know, there's the closest ones at 14 and Shaner, but near me. But there's one up at
That's about as close to me as Tim Hortons is.
There's one at 21 and Card as well. So if you're over in that way, it's next to the Kroger. So anyway.
Yeah. Over here at the Kroger getting some tacos while you're down here at the two silos.
Yeah, see? That'd be awkward.
Oh.
Be like, hey Robert, guess what? I'm in Virginia. You won't believe this, dude. I'm at two silos. You'd be like, oh fuck, I wanted some tacos, some puffy tacos.
I'm at your house getting tacos. Kelly's here with a unicorn.
She's wearing a unicorn hat from a birthday party.
Number four.
I mean, number four, bacon. Yes,
all the things.
Yeah, bacon. I mean, this put some cheese on there.
No explanation needed. Number three, I would kill the shit out of these, and it's French fries, and we've already talked about the thinner fries versus the big giant steak fries. Although steak fries are delicious, and if you get the truffle fries with the garlic and all that shit on there.
Yeah.
Had some of that from Red Robin last night.
I was just about to bring it up. Like, Red Robin, man, the bottomless fries, they're thicker, they're steak type of fries.
Yeah.
They got good.
The garlic ones. $1.50 extra, but it's worth it.
Well worth it. You ever had the onion ring tower?
Onion, yeah.
With the sauce, spicy sauce.
Sauce is what makes it.
Number two. Well, Jesus. Cheese. Yeah, I mean, it's the ingredient that we've been talking about for the last, 18, 19 different, I mean, yes, I could eat cheese in all its different incarnations.
Not that big white one, though. I don't know what kind that is.
Is that a brie? I don't know. I could do white cheese brie. Clever. It's a good one.
Number one.
Oh, man.
And I'll let you take this one only because you love it. And I won't say you practically eat it every day but you might. What is it?
I mean,
it involves cheese.
Yeah, I mean, cheese is on it, by the way. And if you've ever listened to an episode of The Two Bobs, you know my love for pizza. Number one is pizza. Yeah. 100% I could eat pizza every meal, every day. And it doesn't even have to be like fancy pizza. I mean, just cheese and pepperoni.
Yeah.
I'm good to go.
I like Italian sausage.
I do too. I like all the things on the pizza, though. Like I'll do Italian sausage,
buffalo chicken.
Yeah, buffalo. I'll do the barbecue chicken pizza.
Yeah, good.
I won't do pineapple, but I'll do throw some fucking spinach, feta on there. Sure.
Yeah.
I'll eat it. Yeah, man.
All good stuff. Now this list is not something we came up with. It's one. It's on our friends over here at ranker.com that have basically crowdsourced this information. So a lot of people think like us. If you think we missed anything, let us know.
That's kind of scary, huh?
Well, it goes to show that we're not as odd as we seem.
Hey, would you rather fart in the bedroom or belch while kissing? Which one would you rather do?
Oh, which one I'd rather or which one have I done?
No, which one would you rather do?
I've done neither. And if I had to choose, the least offensive would be the burp, I think.
I think
that's
so.
That's what I'd rather.
At least that's like, oh, that was gross. But I mean, I feel like if you're bumping uglies and you fart, I feel like probably that's
a technical foul there.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, I mean, I think you're ejected from the game at that point.
Pretty much. Right there, I say peanut butter. Yeah. I can see your screen still, but I'm not going to look.
Oh, damn it. I'm still sharing my screen. You bastard.
I just saw, because you highlighted it. That's the only reason I read it.
That's my next right,
now
one.
I see you.
I would go peanut butter as well. I'd be nervous, though, because, so the question is, would you rather get a massage with peanut butter or maple syrup? First off, the maple syrup, I feel like it just would get sticky, and that would bother me a whole lot. And the peanut butter would be sticky, too, but then I'd be nervous because Colin's allergic to peanuts. And
of course.
Can I do soy butter?
Yeah. Well, the thing about peanut butter is, too, is it only goes where it's told, whereas maple syrup just goes wherever the hell it wants to. It flows downhill. Yeah. And if you're built like us, there's a lot of downhills, and there's a lot of places I don't want it. And peanut butter, again, it's a good listener.
Well, that's true. I'm glad you really thought about that.
I did. I had time. You ready for crazy news?
Let's do it.
So before we get to crazy news, our crazy news this week is sponsored, and this kind of has elderly listener in mind.
This room can be a source of peace and relaxation, but as we age, it can also be a scary place for falls and serious injury. Here's how a safe step walk-in tub can keep that from happening. A safe step walk-in tub means independence
for people
with limited mobility. It also offers incredible therapeutic relief for all kinds of aches, pains, and stress. A safe step walk-in tub comes with more standard features than any other tub, including dual hydro massage jets that are specially targeted to sore muscles and joints in your legs and lower back. Safety never felt so good with the less than 4-inch step up. So you barely have to lift your feet to get in.
Can I get two?
They're made right here in the USA.
I want one I can stand up in and be right up to my
neck. With a lifetime warranty.
I want one that's like 5.5 feet deep.
Man, I heard that commercial on the radio the other day, and I tried to find the exact one, but it was all these people, and it's a point of life that I think a lot of us will be at. So it's not that funny to laugh at, but at the same time, it just had elderly listener all over it.
I mean, I could do that though. I mean, it's one of those, just if you're listening and are wondering what the fuck we're talking about, it's one of those bathtubs that, like, it has a door, it's tall, and it has like a bench built, like molded into it, that you can sit on, and it has a door that swings open, so you basically just swing the door open, you like latch it closed behind you, and you can fill this fucker up, like, I don't know, it's got to be a good like 48 inches or something of water you can put in this thing.
Jets.
Yeah, I mean, I could probably do that. I want a safe step tub.
I've seen the infomercials, and I've obviously looked at it to pull the audio there, but I'm always afraid that somehow that seam is going to leak, and I guess it's a lot like your sunroof where, you know, maybe at some point it will leak, but it really shouldn't. But that makes me a little bit nervous, especially if you've got an older person in there that might slip trying to get out. Like you said, there's a shit ton of water in there, and you got to drain it all out before you can open it, and if it's leaking,
Harrison,
I don't know.
Have a heyday.
I don't even, Harrison, he'd be in there spinning around like, what's his name, Calvin, when he was taking a bath. Calvin Hobbs. Man,
back to crazy news. So
yeah,
where
started to rail up there,
where does this week's crazy news take us to, Robert?
Well, first one here is
Placenta.
It is over in Placenta, California, which evidently it's funny you say that because that's how I read it. But it's out by Long Beach, California, which is in the southern part of the state. But a placenta man who rode a white horse on the 91 freeway in Long Beach on his 29th birthday, the morning of February 24th, was arrested on suspicion of drunken driving, California Highway Patrol said. According to a CHP news release, a 911 caller around 1 a.m. reported a man riding a white horse eastbound on the 91 from Paramount Boulevard to Downey Avenue. CHP officers found the man after he exited at Downey Avenue and rode into Bellflower. So we've got this nice guy who's out there just enjoying a leisurely stroll down the highway on his white horse. Exactly. And I like the mug. Yeah. It's not really a mugshot of the horse, but the horse is just kind of hanging out while the guy is getting his DUI test, his roadside test, as it were.
Now, my question is, where did he get the horse? But
the horse.
It says here the rider, identified as Luis Alfredo Perez, was stopped and interviewed by officers who administered field sobriety tests and determined He was there under the influence of alcohol. Officials said alcohol screening tests showed Perez had a blood alcohol content of 0.21%.
Wow.
More than double the legal limit, according to a CHP report. Now, does that, the legal limit, and I don't know what it is, what the legal limit is in Virginia, but in Michigan,
it's 0.08.
Okay, so same thing in Michigan. So, yep.
Almost so, three times there.
Yeah, but it, that, 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 fuck. So that counts for horses too, though? Like,
I guess he's out there. He's riding.
What if he was riding a wagon? Like, does it count? Like, is he, oh man. It says Perez was booked into a Los Angeles Sheriff's Department jail in Lakewood and charged with driving under the influence on a horse, officials said. The horse named Guerra was unharmed and was released to Perez's mother, who officials said responded to the scene very quickly. So he rode his mom's horse onto the expressway, in other words.
Well, and when she responded, was she on a horse too?
She rode a horse there.
Was she still wearing her spurs?
The horse? Or the mom?
The mom. CHP officials, I didn't say a saddle, also took the opportunity, although she showed up wearing a saddle, that'd be some funny shit too. That'd be she next
wearing,
week.
She was wearing assless chaps.
She took the opportunity to tweet about the dangers of riding a horse on the freeway, something it appeared they never thought they'd have to bring up. The tweet read, "Don't put yourself, your beautiful animal, or others in danger of being killed in traffic." Although at 1 o'clock, it's probably not all that busy.
I mean, it is California, though, and people drive fucking crazy in Southern California. Sorry, just blow my nose real quick here.
That's fine.
I like the way I was driving a Bentley the other day. I was driving a $250,000 Bentley, and I texted you a picture, and you said, "Oh, is that the new Prius?"
Now, whose car was? Well, you don't have to say whose car, obviously, but you. I thought you maybe you were just sitting in it, like out in the parking lot. Oh, look at my new car! And
no, I was driving it, and I had to parallel park the damn thing.
Oh no!
I was so nervous. I was playing chauffeur.
It'll buff right out.
The owner. I was so nervous. I'm packing this thing up like I'm literally Betty White because, well, although she might be crazy as a driver, but I'm being ultra careful, and I'm just like, God, like, even if I hit the curb a little bit, like, I just, oh, man.
Yeah, you don't want to scuff up those white walls. And did it have a backup camera?
It did. It had all the cameras and things all like that you would expect in a $250,000 automobile.
Did you ask it to play the two bobs?
No, no. Turns out it doesn't have Alexa in it. Thank God.
Damn it.
Fucking whore. Does Siri know how to play the two bobs? Hey Siri, play the two bobs podcast.
You don't have the latest podcast.
Oh, I don't have podcasts installed. I use a third party podcast app called Pocket Casts, which is way better. But anyway,
where's our next story take us?
Our next story, I call bullshit on this whole story. Let's go to something that's obviously more realistic. You know, more true to life and, you know, nothing, I think about one of the worst times in history and, you know, you think World War II was just a terrible time. It was fought for a terrible reason and with a terrible dictator, that was doing terrible things to a group of people. So obviously I take these things very seriously, and that's why with these types of things, I turn to worldnewsdailyreport.com.
Your leading source of news.
Are my leading source of the hard-hitting news that nobody else wants to talk about. And this story, it hit close to home for me because I've read and learned about the war. And this story is about a German man who wakes out of coma after 75 years to learn that Hitler lost World War II. This is out of Stuttgart. It says a 91-year-old German man who has been in a comatic state for most of his adult life has recently reawakened to learn that Germany had lost World War II. The medical staff of the Stuttgart Marien Hospital feared the man would relapse into a coma if told the truth about the defeat of Germany during the Second World War, but were unable to conceal the truth from him after a few days. The man was very insistent and constantly questioned medical staff and other patients for days until another patient finally told him the truth to his dismay. When I learned the terrible news, I just couldn't believe it. Sometimes I wish I had never woken up from this coma, he told reporters in tears.
I don't know what's worse, to have to spend my whole life in a hospital bed, or the fact that our Führer failed in his attempt to unite humanity under the Third Reich, he explained, visibly emotional. What has happened to the homeland? People tell me there are Jews and Africans everywhere in our country. How can the German people tolerate this? It's unacceptable, he said, visibly angered by the situation. So I don't know.
Helmut Fischer,
you are fake news,
survived a nearly lethal blow to the head in 1942 when he was only 16 years of age. The young man apparently fell from his bicycle at the time, after which he remained in a semi-vegetative state, but under the care of his mother until her death in 1987, when he was transferred to several different hospitals during the subsequent years. My deepest regret was not to have been able to join the Third Reich in its fight against the weak democratic regimes of the West and their Jewish in their Jewish infected culture, he told reporters.
Everyone seems to be concerned with the Arabs nowadays. It is all I see in the news, but what about the Jews? You can't trust those people. They're always plotting to take over the world. And that, you know, a lot of those people believe that. And then here we are all these years later, and none of it came true, regardless of what they thought and believed. But I don't know.
The only thing that gives me solace, says the man,
I can't wait.
I've been told that Hitler's dream of unifying Europe under one authoritarian rule has been achieved. May the Führer rest in peace, he concluded. Helmut Fischer had joined Hitler Youth when he was 14 years of age and had also previously been part of the German Youngsters and the Hitler Youth, a separate action for boys aged 9 to 14 of the Hitler Youth organization, of which he still has very fond and vivid memories. Mr. Fischer's incredible story will be featured upcoming German TV documentary set to be released next summer.
Now, I think the black trucks are going to show up outside my house soon for Googling this, but I did it anyway. But they're actually, and I'm not a very good history buff, but the German Youngsters in the Hitler Youth was actually real. So even though the rest of this story is just a goof, I mean,
what?
It's completely true. There actually was such a thing. Did you know that? Did you pay attention to history? Because I sure as hell didn't.
No, I mean, you know, when we were talking about, you know, all the social groups that were part of the Third Reich and you know, especially when I don't feel like we focused a whole lot on the youth organizations within the Nazi party.
Hitler's YMCA.
Helping troubled teams.
Yeah, can't we all just get along? That's always been my philosophy. So I think I got to this, and I probably didn't have a whole lot of tolerance for it. So
I wonder if he knew this guy. If we're looking for other news story relating articles to this from our friends at worldnewsdailyreport.com.
Oh, shit, I see that.
Yeah, this guy in Argentina is a 128-year-old man. He claims he is Adolf Hitler.
His ears are much bigger than Hitler's were in that picture.
Yeah, apparently this time just made his ears sink down.
He needs to be in a circus. Oh, man. I don't know. I've been blamed for a lot of crimes that I've never committed. Because of that, I've had to spend more than half of my life hiding. So I've had my punishment already.
Wow.
You poor guy.
So many good stories to learn on worldnewsdailyreport.com.
My favorite are the comments that are on there for the people that actually believe this one. And the one about the guy that wakes up doesn't have any comments. But if you look through a lot of the other ones, people are there say, oh, we need you in Europe right now. DNA should prove it one way or the other. So all these people seem to think that it's actually real.
Wow.
Does Elvis live next door to this guy? Can't they do some sort of DNA test? So people reading the World News Daily Report, you know, these are hard-hitting facts, and they want the answers like we do.
They do. Like, I want the answer of why this guy in New York named Donald Trump was arrested for sexual harassment. It's a 53-year-old man named Donald Trump who was arrested and then what by NYPD over charges of sexual misconduct.
Well, that's the thing. There's people out there with names that are the exact same as some of these people. And we've got people that I know that their name is the exact same as either presidents or like that, where it's, well, I guess he is president too. I just try to push that out of my mind. But you have to wonder whether these people get any sort of backlash from people that they know or whether it's kind of a joke, or I'm just glad it's not me. I think the trouble is more than it's worth.
Probably. I saw, we were on the road today, and just shortly before we saw the Popeyes, and I was reminded that I wanted to eat Popeyes.
Spicy chicken.
There was a car in front of us that had I have a thing. If somebody has a bumper sticker, I need to know what it says. And I go to great lengths to ensure that I'm able to see it. But this one in front of us, like, the lettering was really small, and I couldn't really see it. So I kind of, I got in the next lane, and we were driving up to a light, and I kind of stopped for just a quick second, like right behind it, so I could see what it said. And it said, 1 in 3 Trump supporters is just as stupid as the other 27.
I don't know, man. The news, the news is a hard thing to watch these days, but I like to keep news.google.com up there in my browser. So every couple times a day, really, I just bring it up, see what's going on, and shut it. It's changing too much for me to even keep up. But it's fun to look.
It is fun to look. It is fun to look. Hey, did you hear about this woman born with 2 vaginas? She sues the government over right to have 2 husbands.
She probably could.
Man sues his mother for breastfeeding him until he was 12. Oh. Oh, man.
Good old World News Daily.
Mother sues tampon company for stealing daughter's virginity.
Now, that one I would believe.
Probably.
Yeah. Was that it?
I think that's it for this week. I think we should just probably cut our losses and just end this episode at this point. I mean,
we're dragging our asses across the finish line now.
At this point, I mean, we've just insulted anybody who's Jewish and listens to our show. By the way, I should say in closing, yes. Robert and I, the two Bobs, are not anti-Semitic. We love the Jews. I mean,
of all people.
Yeah, we
love. That's what I said. Can't we all just get along?
I'm going to finish. I have a little bit of my milk stout. I'm going to toast virtually to all the Jews and drink the rest of this real quick.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective
employers.
Not
of anybody else in the
world. Music provided by Joel Beat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.
Stop being a little bitch and just own up and just do it. We're still here. We're not, we haven't even left yet. We're still recording. This isn't even the real outro. That was a good beer. This vanilla porter was good. I'm going to have to. Gonzo knows how to make a fucking beer. I'll tell you that much.